7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Happy Sunday, Croc Nation. Dr. Tommy and Ellie here with you with another amazing podcast. Angel Santana, Have Faith, Let It Begin on the other side of the computer glass. Angel, happy 9/11.
Yes, happy 9/11 to you, Dr. Ian Ellie. It's always a pleasure to come into the homes each and every weekday. I'd like to also give a shout out to all of the Croc Pod Nation, because I never really say hi to them. You always say hi. And I think the reason why I can barely talk is because I'm still full. And you'll describe why I'm saying that.
I will. Before we get to the most amazing board meeting from last night and all the things we learned and hope to implement for our survivors, just a brief moment to acknowledge all of the people. I guess everyone in our country and maybe throughout the world was affected by that terrible day back in 2001. We all either knew someone who died that day or know someone who knew someone who died that day. When we're young and we go to history class, we read about and learn about and see videos about very important moments in the history, not just of the United States, but of the world, really sentinel moments. And it's almost eerie that we were adults when that happened and we were watching this event as it was unfolding. And for our children who are not born at that time, we are a direct connection to make sure we never forget and never stop praying for those people who passed and the people's, more important, the people's people, meaning the people they left behind. So on this very somber 9/11, we will give credit and give due to those brave people by keeping our podcast going and doing a new podcast.
Hear, hear. I agree.
So what Angel was referring to is last night we had our third quarter board meeting, and it was really great to see everybody. We were able to see Alan, who was recovering from his stroke. He looked fantastic. Becky came in looking wonderful and talking about her sons, who they just dropped off in college, playing Division I basketball at Duke and Harvard. We had my beautiful wife, Denise. We had Sarah, our amazing navigator, nurse navigator. We had Justin, and of course, Angel Santana. My man, Rod, was celebrating his dad's 80th birthday, I think. So yeah, he got a pass last night. But the thing that was so wonderful, besides the fellowship and besides the amazing food and just the laughs and I think genuine caring that we have for each other and our joint vision to make life better for our survivors, was when we were getting feedback about the podcast and looking at, you know, some of the new techniques and some of the things we want to do to make this product better for our survivors. Becky, who is one of our board member survivors, actually made a really interesting point, and we are going to run with that point. And that point being, we are in the middle of the Reclaiming Normal podcast module. And Becky's response was, I listened to the podcast, I really like it, but why should we reclaim normal as survivors? Why don't we just stay normal? And that's going to be today's podcast regarding reclaiming normal by staying normal.
Totally agree. I think that she had some really good key points. Like, you know, we don't want to give away everything. I mean, I can't speak for you, but I know that we're definitely have some really good things coming up now. And it's like every board meeting, you know, you get together, you get great minds together, great people that share in the same, you know, the same feeling as to where we want to be headed. And I think it's only uphill from here. So, you know, strap on your seatbelts because we're in for not a bumpy ride. We're in for a smooth sailing ride.
Yeah, I think so. And you know, I've been part of a few boards in the past, and being that the Croc organization has been around over two decades, you can imagine how many boards we've had. But I think one of the things that I've always loved about a Croc board meeting is that there is, you know, laughter, and there is a lightness, and there is, you know, a solid relationship with all the board members. And yet we have fun and joke around and eat amazing food. I have to take credit for that. I pick out all the restaurants and the food and the appetizers are on the table before the meeting even starts. But I will say that we do get a lot of work done, and that was certainly true of last night. So without further ado, let's jump into this module lest we go over our 30-minute cap. So Becky was mentioning about reclaiming normal and staying normal, and she told the story of her journey through active treatment and how she was diagnosed with breast cancer and went through all the chemotherapy, the surgery, the radiation, and she had some tough days. But her mantra was always, "I will not let cancer change my normal." And I think that that was the inspiration with today's podcast, since we're talking about reclaiming and going back to your normal life. Let's talk about whether or not that's a possible way that our survivors can get through their treatment, is by, instead of losing their normal and trying to reclaim it, never losing it at all. And the I guess you would say the visual of her describing how every day she would do her power walking, whether or not she really felt good that day or not, was a really inspiring visual. And I thought of another board member. Her name is Carrie, who was not only a board member, but I think the chairman for many years of the organization. And Carrie was an amazing woman. She is an amazing woman, and she's a survivor of times four, I believe, four cancers. And one of the cancers she had required disfiguring surgery to her leg, and then significant radiation, and then she had a fracture. But she made a vow that she wasn't going to let cancer or her disability make her stop dancing. And when she got married, she ended up, she vowed she was going to dance on that leg, and God, by God, that's what she did. So we have the example, not from these two women, but pretty much every survivor I know, they have the strength to remain normal. And we're going to kind of talk about that. We're going to look at staying normal with your exercise, staying normal with your work, staying normal in your personal life, with your relationships, staying normal with your hobbies and your routines. And I guess the question that begs to be answered is, how can a person who's in the middle of Dante's inner circle of hell do that? How can they possibly achieve that when they're experiencing fatigue, pain, low blood counts, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, dry mouth, difficulty swallowing, skin falling off their bodies, swelling, neuropathies? How can they do that, Angel? And the answer is two words: attitude and adjustment. Are you with me?
I totally agree. And just sitting there and listening to that, it takes a very special person, and I mean that in all different aspects. Whether you're just putting all of your might, your strength, your abilities, whether it's faith, no faith, whether it's just trying to buckle down and say, you know what, I'm not going to allow this to happen. It's very inspiring.
It is. And I, every week when we describe problems, challenges, obstacles, that's the easy part. Trying to solve those problems, obstacles, challenges are what we're all about, what this podcast is all about. And we want to try to do that. And we're going to start right now. So with fatigue, there's a fancy word for fatigue. We say lassitude. So how do you continue normal with your work, with your exercise, with your relationships, when you're just feeling terrible, feeling so tired, and feeling just like you can't even put one foot in front of the other? And I think, again, attitude has to be the knowledge that you will retain normal with certain adjustments and certain creative ways to mitigate some of the things that you're going through. So the fatigue and lassitude part, you might just need a couple of power naps during the day. You might, do something that you never did before, but say you do have an affair at night and you're going out to a dinner and you're really feeling terrible. You had chemotherapy 2 days ago. Well, maybe you want to lay down from 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock in the afternoon and maybe add a little calories, add some sugar and some calories to your day. Get yourself really pumped up and ready to go. Change your attitude as far as looking forward to it. Let the excitement and enthusiasm of the event motivate you, along with a little bit of a power nap. What do you think?
Absolutely. I mean, I've always been a person that believes in good rest, not just regular rest. It's just allowing your body to recuperate, regenerate, and put yourself in a refocusing mindset to tackle on the next day or the next hour.
Yeah, exactly. And when we talk about pain, I mean, the obvious is you take pain medication for pain, but that's not necessarily always the way to go. And I encourage pain medication, please, but we don't want that pain medication to drug you up such that you can't remain normal. So I'm a big believer in trial and error, getting medications, trying medications, starting with the lowest type of medication, the lowest class or the least problematic class of pain medication, maybe even in the Advil, Motrin slash, Tylenol family, see if that does anything. Perhaps some medical marijuana, which I'm a big believer in. I've seen incredible stories of people taking high doses of narcotics and being able to come off of their narcotics by taking some medical marijuana. So that's another innovative option for you. And just trying, you might want to take your long-acting narcotic and then maybe omitting the breakthrough medication, or maybe doing something active to stretch out, or doing some yoga or whatever, just to see if you can get your muscles a little loosened up, maybe a muscle relaxant rather than a narcotic. There's so many different things you can do. And you need to experiment. You have to be like the mad scientist of your body and do the things that you find what works, what takes away your pain with the least amount of side effects. Low blood counts are something that a lot of our chemotherapy patients experience. And it's scary because, you're always told and warned that God forbid that you take this chemotherapy, your white count or the cells that, patrol our body for infection, they're not around because they've been knocked out in the bone marrow, and you're very highly susceptible for very life-threatening infections. So there in your normal may not be, going to a restaurant. It might be doing, visits with your friends on Zoom. You might want to, choose instead of doing something social with a big group of people, maybe just a select few and have a small dinner party and keeping a distance and making sure you eat the proper nutritious amount of food and staying healthy to get your counts up. If you are nutritionally challenged, your white count's going to take even longer to come back to normal. You might want to, if your exercise is, getting ready for a big race with 5,000 other people, maybe you just go and do, a hike up the mountain, a solitary hike up Bear Mountain, maybe after hours when there's nobody there, just do fun stuff. You go down to the track, do some laps around the track, but not around a lot of people. So you're staying normal, but you're making the adjustment. So that's another option. I don't think there's anything worse. And Angel, I have to admit, I ate so much last night. I did it. I was a little nauseous. I was like, wow, I really can't do this anymore. I'm like 62 years old. I'm not 15. I can't be eating this rich food like this. And boy, I felt terrible. And if someone were to tell me, okay, now you have to do something fun and social, or you have, you have to finish painting the garage, or you have to, I was going to say, no, that's not happening at all. There are medications. Some of them are actual pharmaceutical medication, but there's also a lot of natural homeopathic, options for you if you do have nausea, God forbid, vomiting as well. Diarrhea, easy, you go on a low fiber diet and you get yourself some rice, right? You have the rice, you have the banana, and you also can take some Imodium. God forbid you need some Lamotil, but whatever, you can figure it out, because a lot of our patients in radiation therapy are, having irritation of the bowel, and they might have some diarrhea. So there are ways around that. Again, thinking about going to, go to a dinner party and wearing a sequined gown while you're having diarrhea is probably not the coolest thing you could think of, but you can figure it out, not a doubt. Radiation therapy patients to the head and neck get dry mouth. You never can figure out or appreciate how awesome spit is until you actually have no spit. As a matter of fact, most people are pretty turned off by spit. But spit is awesome. You need spit to talk. You need spit to swallow. You need spit to keep the environment of your mouth safe and protected with the protective bacteria, keeping yourself from getting dental caries or cavities. Spit is the king. And if you don't have it, you have to figure out. I see when I'm on the subway in the city, I know exactly who's getting radiation to their head and neck. They're carrying their water bottle. You could kind of see the way they're struggling, but it's an option. There are some medications. There are some naturopathic things you can try in order to try to get, that lubrication for your mouth. Or there's different medications you could take, the swishes and the gargles before you eat to help you with that. And that brings me to painful swallowing. The fancy word is dysphagia. How do you get stuff down? Well, again, you're not going to be eating three huge meals a day. You're going to be eating a bunch of small meals. It could be just a half a pudding pack, or it could be a shake, or it could be a banana, half a ham sandwich. You're going to be eating small aliquots of food, but frequently. You don't want to lose your nutritional status. You don't want to lose your strength, because you're not going to be able to stay normal if you're, falling apart, especially our head and neck patients. And for our breast cancer patients, you see a lot of skin reactions, and you wouldn't think that's much. You're thinking about a head and neck patient who's really suffering and saying, ah, that breast cancer patient lady, all she's got to worry about is a skin reaction. But if you've ever had a rash, or have had, itchy skin, or have had painful skin, oh my God, that's terrible. So there's the moisturizing part, where you're using a moisturizer, or there are medications, anti-inflammatory medications like a steroid cream that you can use. Aloe is the king of the hill. We use aloe a ton, and we use all sorts of things. I remember back in the 1990s, one of the farmers brought in some bag balm, which is what they use for the nipples of the cows. And the women were absolutely, I think they use that as a product now. They took the cow nipple cream, and now women use it for their skin reaction. But again, another strategy to keep you within normal, keep you normal as much as you can. Swelling. Many people after breast surgery get swelling of their arms. That's something there's ways around that to stay normal. There's wraps, and there's all sorts of elevations and all sorts of things you can do for that. And I think the old wives' tale that you can't use that extremity that's swollen or have had surgery, we want you to be active. We want you lifting and doing all sorts of stuff and being as active as possible. So that old wives' tale doesn't jive anymore. And then the neuropathy, when you have the feeling when you can't feel your feet, I can't even imagine. I have a disc on my right, and sometimes I do feel that numbness. Oh my God, it's so strange not to be able to feel the bottom of your feet. Imagine having your fingers and the tips of your fingers in the bottom of your feet. You can't feel anything. How are you going to do your exercise or go to work and wear your work shoes and wear your work socks and all that kind of stuff? It's just absolutely, horrible. But there are medications. Gabapentin has been used a lot. Medical marijuana has been used for neuropathy. And again, attitude is everything. Making the adjustments. Maybe you're not going to be doing sprints, or you're not going to be doing high intensity, but you can do your nice walks or your hikes and your bicycling and things that you can do. So again, another strategy for keeping normal. And getting into each of those subsections we were talking about: exercise, work, personal life and relationships, hobbies and routines. I think exercise, attitudinal shift, maybe not training for a marathon, maybe training for a 5K. Or if you're a avid runner and you run every day, maybe you reduce your mileage for the week, but get out there. Don't miss a day. If that's what you always do, don't miss a day. If you have to miss a day, don't beat yourself up. Let your body tell you what it can do, but try to stay in your routine. Work. If there is a work environment where anyone is not supportive of you and your cancer journey, let us know, because we have an awesome attorney on our board of directors, and we will bring that company down. We will make sure that they go into bankruptcy by giving a survivor a hard time. All kidding aside, we're hoping that your work environment will be understanding of your situation, of your struggle, of your journey, of your challenges. And we are hoping that they will do everything to be supportive and help you if you're. And we talked about this with reclaiming normal with work, going in, talking to your boss, being transparent, being creative with your hours, all that type of stuff. So, definitely you can work. And I say this to every patient I see. I say, okay, here's what we're going to do. This is the treatments. Here's what you're going to go through. Work. You can work if you like. And I'll write that letter for you. Or if you want to take some time off, I'll write that letter for you. Whatever you want, whatever you feel is right for you. But since this is a re is reclaiming normal by staying normal, then I would write the note that please stay at work. But if you need some adjustments, you won't have any problems. Personal life and relationships, again, use your judgment. I just have a personal philosophy, that if you can have, and I know my children, and I probably was the same way when I was their age, they have about a trillion friends. Right now there's about three or four people that I keep up with, and to the point where I actually have, where I go out of my way to make sure I see them a couple of times a year. If you can find one or two really high quality people that you want to keep that relationship with, focus on them. You don't need quantity. You need quality. So keep those relationships alive, do the work, stay normal, but you don't have to keep in touch with the entire world. If you want to post your journey, blog your journey, Twitter your journey, Instagram your journey, Facebook your journey, super. Whatever it is that you want to do to express yourself creatively, that's fine. That may be enough in order to keep those relationships going until you feel better to be able to expand your circle. But in the beginning, when you're not feeling well, stay normal, but reduce the number. Keep to just your family or the ones that you really care about, and prioritize those relationships. Hobbies, I think that they bring joy. Recommend that you continue them. If there's anything that's unsafe, like parachuting out of a perfectly good airplane, or scuba diving a tri-mix down to 300 feet and trying to raise the Titanic, maybe not the best idea ever. But you can certainly snorkel and swim and do all sorts of cool stuff, but maybe not the parkour, high intensity radical stuff. If you're going to surf, maybe you surf 3 foot waves instead of going to the pipeline in Hawaii and trying to kill yourself. So, keep your hobbies going. Go fishing, go running, go do whatever it is that makes you happy. Just be smart about it. And lastly, routines. Keeping your routine. If you want to reclaim normal by staying normal, then keep your normal routines to the best of your ability. And I really thank Becky for bringing that to our attention. I think Angel will also give a little, a little peek into the future. We're going to try to do at least once a month a survivor's perspective podcast, where a survivor is able to actually share their position. I mean, we're here for survivors to give them the tools to get through their survivorship, to enjoy their survivorship, to survive their survivorship. But we're not survivors. So, it might be good to have a survivor on to tell their stories and to give some advice as well. So that's all I really have to say, Angel. What you got?
I'm sitting here listening to us, and I'm thinking about the title, Reclaiming Normal. And I keep saying to myself, before a cancer patient was diagnosed with cancer, we deemed ourselves normal. And then after the cancer patient realized that they were, in remission, or whether or not they're dealing with their issues and over trying, try to overcome all the adversity, they haven't truly changed deep down inside who they are. Now, the new normal is not the end. It's not even the beginning. It's the start of a brand new journey. But the journey cannot begin unless you remember the one thing that was the most important thing, is that you always were normal. You're just a different type of normal now, but the new normal. And the new normal can't change who you are, because you were still born with the same great qualities that brought you and allowed you to fight and continue to fight through this amazing journey.
Angel, as always, your last words are the best words to tie it up in a beautiful pink bow. I really appreciate it, Angel Santana. Have faith, let it begin. Thank you for everything, my friend.
Always a pleasure.
Rod Freeman, small biz up. We missed you last night, Rod. You missed the broccoli. You missed the cornbread. You missed the shishitos. You missed the pernil. You missed the pasta bolognese. But I will say this to you. I don't even care about that. You were missed as a human. God bless you. Thanks for everything you do for our survivors. Small biz up for anybody interested in a small business, making a website, blogging your journey, whatever it is that you might want to do creatively with the computer, Rod would be your guy. Michael John Benzea, Charlotte Larson, thank you for your belief in us. To the most amazing board of directors ever, thank you. We really enjoyed seeing everybody last night. Can't wait to for our next meeting. And thanks for everything you do for our survivors who are the absolute epicenter of our world, the people that we do this for, the people that we advocate for, the people that we break down walls for. You guys are worthy. You guys are holy. You guys are sacred. Your journey is personal. But if there's anything we can do to help you through that personal, sacred journey, any of the words that you hear on these podcasts, anything that resonates with you, any advice that we may give, please stay in touch with us. Let us know how we can serve you better. And at the end of the day, we say the same thing every week. On behalf of Angel and the board, we wish you all a long, healthy, happy, and cancer-free life. God bless you. God be with you. Peace.